because of the way that the vaccine's stored, not every general practice is going to be able to have the vaccine. So we're having to group together in groups of practices, select the most appropriate surgery, or maybe not a surgery, maybe another building, to get people to. And that's just to do with this particular Pfizer vaccine and the way it's stored. And I guess the other thing to say is that we are following government guidance about who we're offering this vaccine to. So the first groups, and we're looking at the most vulnerable groups to begin with, are patients who are in care homes, the over 80s and health and social care sort of frontline workers. So that's who we are looking to call into these clinics at the moment. And linked to that is that, you know, don't phone in, we'll phone you. We are now proactively, so practices involved in this who are starting to be involved in this. In fact, my practice is a part of a team of practices who are going to start vaccinating on Friday. We're now phoning people up on our lists to come and have the vaccine. And if you get a phone call, they're really keen for people to come. It's a good vaccine. We thoroughly believe it's a safe and effective vaccine, and we want people to have the vaccine to protect themselves and their families, and to enable us all to get back to some sort of normality at some point. It has been an enormous challenge, I'll be honest with you, because although the vaccine has been given all the authorisation, just the practicalities, the logistics has been a real significant challenge. And it's not just about the vaccine. We need to make sure the staff have had the right training, that they can all get to the vaccine centres, and we need certain bits of equipment and certain bits of IT all in place for it to happen. It has been very, very challenging. But, you know, general practice is taking up that challenge and working incredibly hard, incredibly long hours to meet it. If you receive an invitation, and that might be a phone call from a surgery, it might be a letter, it might actually be a text message, please respond to it. And if you can go, please go. If you can't make it, then let the practices know. But if you can't go this time, we're not quite sure when we'll be able to vaccinate again. So I would urge people to take this opportunity to have the vaccine.